this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about why you need to have estrogen in your body. Estrogen is a female hormone, and you need that as much as a woman. Now, in a man, you have about 1/100 of estrogen level compared to a woman. And conversely, a woman have only 1/100 of the testosterone compared to a man. But I want to mention that you need to have estrogen in the body as much as a woman, because there are very important functions that you need to be aware of. Now, before I say this, the reason why I'm talking about it, because I see a lot of men that come in for hormone replacement therapy, and in the clinic that they're going to, they give them a medication called anastrozole. Now, anastrozole is actually a cancer drug that is given to women with breast cancer, and it lowers estrogen level. However, that is wrong, because men need the estrogen too. And estrogen comes from testosterone. But if you jack up the testosterone level, your body is going to make more estrogen. But sometimes it's okay for a man to have estrogen. Estrogen level is healthy. It's at less than about 60. And that's okay. But you don't want to have low level of estrogen, because, and this is for a man, because estrogen plays an important role in your bone health, in regulating your cholesterol and fat metabolism, and also maintaining your brain function, and then also important in your sexual health, such as libido and your sex drive, and also being in the mood. Now, estrogen is crucial for bone density. So men can also get osteoporosis as well, because if you have low estrogen level and low is below 30, that can lead to increase in fracture, bone loss, especially as you get older. Now, estrogen is important in regulating cholesterol and fat metabolism, because estrogen helps control LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, low, and increase HDL, which is the good cholesterol as well. So by doing that, it can also affect percentage of fat buildup in your body. Okay, so that's good, because you don't want a lot of fat in the love handles. You have a lot of fat in the love handle, it's going to be more inflammatory. Now, estrogen is also regulate brain and mood as well. So it's good for cognitive health, for memory, emotional stability, and also protect against neurological decline or like dementia. So that's very, very important. And of course, estrogen is necessary for libido, even erectile function and sperm maturation. So both the testosterone and the estrogen work together to regulate desire and overall erectile health. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can. Stronger testosterone and better erection. Now, too much estrogen can be problematic. And when I say too much, it's probably more than 70. And it's okay if you're around 60s or so, but it needs to be monitored and well-regulated. So men, if you're on hormone replacement therapy, such as testosterone, you need to get your blood work checked at least twice a year, maybe once a year after you've been on a steady dose, because you need to check not only your total testosterone, but free testosterone level, your sex hormone binding globulin protein, which is SHBG, and your estrogen. When you have too much testosterone, it gets converted to estrogen. But sometimes estrogen is okay. Sometimes when I treat my patient for testosterone replacement therapy, I actually want him to convert his testosterone to estrogen. And I measure that in the blood work. That's why following blood work is very important, because if you have a high estrogen, then it needs to be controlled. If you have a low estrogen, then it needs to be controlled as well. Because if you have a low estrogen, it's going to affect your bone density, going to affect your brain health and your cholesterol regulation and even your libido. While testosterone is the dominant male hormone, you want some estrogen, and you want the ratio between testosterone and estrogen to be between 10 to 20. And anything less than about 8, ratio of testosterone on the top and estrogen on the bottom, anything less than 8 is not good. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. So estrogen, again, is good for strong bones, preventing osteoporosis and even fracture risk, and also help memory, mood, and cognitive function, and help regulate cholesterol and fat, and it helps maintain your libido. So I hear a lot of my patients that they don't have any desire, even though they're on testosterone. It may just be that your estrogen is low and it needs to be monitored. So please, if you're on testosterone replacement therapy or hormone replacement therapy, get your blood work checked. Check to see what your estrogen level is. Check what is your dihydrotestosterone level, which is the DHT, because that comes from testosterone as well. And that's the byproduct of testosterone. And DHT can cause enlarged prostate. So you want that level to be measured, and your estrogen levels, as well as your free testosterone and your sex hormone binding globulin. So I hope this helped and putting in context why you need estrogen and why estrogen work together with testosterone. It's like also why women need testosterone as well too, because they also need muscle building and they also need the libido from the testosterone, and also help with fat loss as well. So let me know what you think about the episode. It will mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel, click notifications, share it with somebody you love. About 90% of the people that watch our videos are not subscribers. So subscribe. And just know, guys, that there are options to ED. You don't have to suffer in silence, and you are not broken. And we are here as a resource for you. That's why I created the Modern Man Club. It's a safe and discreet space where I coach you and we work together to get you out of ED to sexual function again. We have done it in thousands of patients. So check out the Modern Man Club at noedman.com. Just know, do not suffer in silence, and you are not alone, and you are not broken. And I will see you in the next episode. Okay, Modern Man. You are not alone, and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. sexualhealthformen.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.